Good evening, everyone. Good evening. It's Veronica Entwistle here, and you've tuned in to Radiance by Design. We're trying to learn more and more about radiating consciously in these days of absolutely moving fields and frequencies. How many of you feel kind of a buzzing or a lot of activity in the frequency levels? I sure do, and a lot of the people that I know here sure do. And I've noticed that many of you that I talk to have a higher frequency base energy going on. And I think it's true that the universes are downloading energies, that the Earth herself is transforming a lot of the fields of destruction and so on going on way down deep inside. You could say that when we're injured or when we're in pain and so on, the frequencies become slow and dense. And when we're transforming, everything seems to, when I think of people, I think of the lights of different frequencies, the light and information spiraling up through the chakras, culling from each of those. What you're releasing or what you're able to release from the old storage of your subconscious. What do we do to make it happen? First of all, it's happening. Second of all, what you do and what I do is we pull away the dross or the underbrush or the leftover stuff that is there from, you know, from past experiences, past lives, lineage, whatever you want to call it. Probably all of the above, right? So what we're going to do tonight, and I hope you're going to call in, what we're going to do is go through the various parts of your body. And I want some of you to call in specifically to ask about things that you yourself are working on. Let me see now. First of all, we're going to start with our collective, our conjoint energy meditation in the structures. I'm really excited about that. And you know, my book, Near Life Experience, My Near Life Experience, we have an illustration of the structures finally, and we're going to have it illustrated with more specific action in it. That's the next step. But right now, I'm on tour. I'm traveling. I'm in the Pacific Northwest, my home, my native land, or at least it was for a while before I moved to LA. And when I got up here, it was hotter up here than it's been in LA for quite a while. And now it's starting to cool down and there are soft breezes and there's beautiful greenness and there's a sense of, even though they're in a drought state, they've had rain and it's really, really beautiful here. I don't always want to live here. I often have griped and complained about the dour, heavy days of cloudiness and so on. But you know, during these drought times in California and lots of different places, there's a lot of energy moving through the earth, through the people. And in this drought part of Washington State, or at least Western Washington, where I am right now, it's interesting because people are moving and grooving really fast. People are feeling themselves changing and growing really fast. So let's amp that up. Let's all join hearts and minds and raise your fields and frequency in the sacred structures, which are a wonderful place for you and I to do manifestation, healing work, all kinds of healing work, and I think healing of yourselves and healing of the planet. Want to handle that tonight? And the thing is the coherent fields, right? And then I want to, I want to speak of a lot of things. What we're going to talk about is, I'm jumping around on purpose here. I'm not just lost. What we're going to talk about is consciousness, and what's up and coming on my shows is conscious commerce. And I want you and I to share what that means, conscious commerce. And like that. So let's call in an awareness. Let's call in an awareness that you and I are connected to the universes with their amazing fields and frequency. And above your head, maybe about 2 miles, you see there, create there, a radiant golden ball. The gold is radiant. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And then drop a radiant filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine, inch by inch, vertebrae by vertebrae, right into the lower golden ball. And now from the upper golden ball down about waist height, but push it out so we can play underneath it, a tent-like pyramid. It's a three-sided gold pyramid. And upside down, with its point going into the lower golden ball, another pyramid. And have the two pyramids hold together, base to base. So what you've got there is a great big diamond shape. And in that diamond, right, I want you to put a crystal ball. Good. And have the outside edges of the crystal ball touch the inside edges of your diamond. Good. And look at the colors in the crystal ball. Talk about frequency shimmering and shaking. And the crystal ball itself is a feminine energy. And inside of that, you have a star tetrahedron, a beautiful star. And inside of that, there you are. It's a three-dimensional Star of David. And you have been skewered, as you know, by this filament of gold light. And in it, you are now turning round and round, spinning round and round and round. And as you spin round and round and round, what you want to do is see in front of you a magical screen. And that magical screen is going to be something where you put some movies of things, movies of what you want. I'm sorry, I'm being interrupted here. Okay. Movies of what you want to become and movies of what you want to create. So let's start off while you're spinning and spinning and spinning. That's right. Spin and spin and spin. That's it. And I want you to see on the magical screen in front of you, the first screen, I want to see you creating, becoming, not just creating, but becoming what it is you want to become as a human being. Yeah. And in your becoming, yeah. And in your becoming, I want to become consciously, I'm sorry, I'm trying to turn something off here. We've got noise here. There we are. All right. Here we are. I'm back here and I have you on my mind. Okay, so now what we are doing is creating a movie, the first movie on our series of movies. And this one is you becoming consciously what you want to become. I want to be consciously multidimensional. I want to be able to talk from different dimensions and be awake and aware in all different dimensions. That's my dream. And sometimes it kind of happens. And let's see that happening. Mm-hmm. And when you do, move it over to the left. And now we're going to create the second movie. And it's a movie of you creating a project that you want to create. It can be a book, a movie, a family, home and family. Some of you want so much to have home and family. Some of you want to create inventions and absolutely wondrous things. Some people want simply to be self-fulfilling, to become as creative as you really are, whether it means a series of songs and artwork or healing, world travels. Yeah. And what I also want to do is see us being able to heal ourselves. So that's another movie we're going to put up there. Because our next one is the Galactic Healing Center. And that Galactic Healing Center is an amazing place where you and I are going to meet. First thing we do is we call in those members of our consciousness team that are on many levels and many dimensions all around you. There may be six or eight beings that come in, that step in to stand around this beautiful shimmering healing table that's there in our Galactic Healing Center. And see all the beings standing around. And the first person to come in and lie on that table is you, or in my case, me. And I want you to lie there, take a few deep breaths. and tell them what it is you're working on, what it is you really want to be working on. That's it. And some of you don't know what you should be working on, and they'll tell you. So you ask them. And in your meditative state, from that beautiful position of repose, ask them to tell you or infuse in your mind what it is you need to hear. That's right. Good. And I'm getting lots of advice here. I'm not going to share it with you right now. You might tease me or something. Okay, I'm getting it all worked out here. What information are you getting? And you can make notes if you want. Good. Yeah. And now wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Bring in a fresh table. And our healing team goes away. When you wrap that first one in light and they move over to the side with it, they send their replications or another realm of healers. They send it around your new fresh table. And now we're bringing in someone. Actually, we're bringing in a couple that's having a hard time getting along, and there's been a very, very destructive element between the two of them. Yeah. And the destructive element has been a separation, a parting between them, but has left a huge mess in their lives and in their shared business. And I want you to see both those beings there. In their lives and in their shared business. And there's been a vituperous exchange between them. It's very, very difficult to maintain a sweet, sweet kind of a healing presence between them. So what we're going to do is ask the healing influences to work with both of them so there can be. You see, it's not about going back together or not going back together. It's about healing the dissonance or healing the difficulties that have been left between two people when the damage has been so great. So let's ask the healing team to work with each of these individuals. Yes, and work with, and here's something really important for all of you, to work with those connections, those strings and streams that are moving back and forth between these people, as if it's maybe karma. Do you know what karma is? It's just leftover resolutions that are being demanded from other experiences, whether they've come through the lineage, whether you've gotten it from your mother's womb or your father's sperm, or whether you yourself and your soul's journey has toured some amazing events with some of the people in your lives right now. So is this couple that's on these two tables in our healing room, we want to see the healing beings, and we're going to ask them to bring in more and more healing beings and ancestral beings as well for both these people. And we're going to ask to have those strings between people healed. We're going to ask that the strings be pulled out of their belly, that the strings be pulled out of the DNA, so that instead of reacting and reacting and reacting and hurting each other terribly, instead of that, it's a whole different scenario. Yeah, that there's a neutralization of the venom, of the frustration. Good. Excellent. Good. And we're asking that each of them, now we're not done yet, okay, so see the golden lights and see these beautiful beings of healing work with these individuals, that they pour golden light up through the perineums and in through the red chakra, the orange chakra, the yellow chakra, the green chakra, the blue chakras, and up into the head, right into the third eye and up through the top. And we're just infusing both of these beings with light and scouring those hookups between them. That doesn't mean they can't love. It means that they can't feel, or that hopefully they will not feel the dissonance or the hyperreaction that's been going on between them. And there is no way to resolve something terrible that happened between people. You really can't resolve that. But you can forgive it. I had a discussion with a person couple of days ago, yesterday, in fact, where the whole conversation was about, well, it's not about anything I did. It's about what the other person did. And I want to remind you all that we have an attraction. We're yarded into one another's lives through what you know are the laws of attraction. And as you go through the laws of attraction, what happens is you can take responsibility for what you're attracting in someone else. You can do that. You can take responsibility. Don't be afraid to do that. And take responsibility. Don't say, I don't want to blame myself, because it isn't like that. It's just you realizing that you have brought attractions into your world. And what happens when you clear them out? When you attract to someone who absolutely tears your life apart and you his or hers, right? What is the law of attraction? And as that tearing apart goes on, what are the learning curves about you and your life and what you've grabbed onto or hung onto or been attracted to in your life? That's it. That's it. And I notice in my beings, there's a shift between the attractions of the belly area, the subconscious and so on, and the solar plexus. So let's just clear those out. Excellent. And now wrap that in light. Oh, and one of the things is a lot of us have heard over and over, and if you read any ancient Hindu texts or any other old spiritual texts, you learn a lot about things to get rid of our aversions, attachments, and aversions. So the things that we can't stand in other people, and attachments, how we glom on to other people. And what comes up when you start clearing those are things like jealousies and competition. And what we do is send the light to clear those as well. Good stuff. Okay, now move it over to the side. Move it over to the side. That's it. And move that whole picture over to the side and have these people pulsate over there in the womb or in the room of amazing high frequency energies. Yeah, doing a great job. And now the next one, we're going to bring in several people. What we've got here is we've got a lot of people. I want to say I've been listening to a lot of radio and people are discussing sex. They're discussing consensual, they're discussing rape, they're discussing, and there's a lot of it, and part of it is because of Bill Cosby, and there's some other cases up on the table. And I don't really want to discuss rape and sexual dominance and all of those things in tremendous detail. But I want to say, let's put several people on the table, maybe even Mr. Cosby, but let's put several people on the table and see the ask the guides and angels to pay attention and ask the guides and angels to bring up in a number of people on the tables. Now we've got, seven tables here. And let's ask those teams to replicate themselves, to stand in great grace and pulsating light around and around these tables. This is an issue of not only forgiveness, it's an issue of being like addiction. It's an issue of being absolutely fascinatedly drawn into these, what do you call them, trysts of somehow with your subconscious, trysts with dominance over other people. Now, if you look at our world, sexuality can, in that way, can be a dominance thing. And we know that rape is very rarely about sexual satisfaction. It's more about dominance, control, and reaction and anger and that sort of thing. Okay, so take a look at our whole world. And what do we have going on out there? We've got wars. We've got all kinds of people doing really awful things so they can get oil, so they can get land, so they can dominate one another, so they can enslave people. I think it's, I don't know for sure, but to me it feels, it looks like that's first and second chakra behaving like that in a collective way. Doesn't mean it's all sexual rape, but it's rape of the land, rape of cultures, rape of, and I'm seeing over and over, and you are probably too, that we are able to rise above, move ourselves above those levels of consciousness that would continually perpetuate that kind of dominance and control over one another. And we sell it over the media too, don't we? We sell it over our addictive foods, all of that kind of stuff. It's all part of our marketplace. So I want you to just call in the healing team again and have them infuse these people. The people that are on these tables are more extreme perpetrators of some of this stuff. That's right. And we're just having them be infused with a very intense, intense light. And when you bring the light in and you bring frequencies in, it's light and information, isn't it? I want you to move that light and information, have the healing team move the light and information up through all of these people. And it doesn't go very far. Some of them are very, very dark in the belly area. So let's just keep working with the healing lights and the frequencies and move them through. That's it. Move them through like little corkscrews. Move them through. That's it. Some of you are getting much brighter. That's it. There you go. Moving through. And now we're going to take, it's not quite done, but we're still going to do this. We're going to take all the help we can get from our healing teams and their healing teams and their healing teams and their healing teams and asking for a huge download of these higher frequency energies that can come down into the earth below our healing tables and move, bounce up and infuse these people with the most amazing healing energy. That's it, healing energy. And seeing how in many cases there's a huge heartbreak that's in the middle of all this. And we have the healing energy move up through their heart chakras. I've never done anyone's like this, as you well know. Okay, now I want you to wrap all that in light and ask the healing teams and their healing teams and their healing teams to continue working on this sample group of beings who, in spite of themselves, are perpetrating in awful ways, right? And now we're going to bring in something a lot lighter. Let's bring in some children that are doing quite well. But the children, let's see here. Yeah. All right. So I see a couple of children who are working their way out of in their lives. A couple of them, they're not very well. And there's three tables here, and they're very tired, and they're very thinned down inside. And we're just sending a lot of healing light. But what's interesting about all three of them is that the healing light that's moving through their bodies is strengthening not only them, but their DNA. It's not just DNA, is it? If you can change the energy, you can change the reality. And they're changing the energy of these beings because all three of them are way too thin, have not been able to bulk up, if you will, or get strong about life on this planet. And the reasons for that are very complicated, but we're finding it's almost like they're... I want to say that they're starving. They're eating the foods that are provided and so on, but they're like inside, they're not able to metabolize it. And basically, I can't really say a whole lot more, but we're just infusing them with light so that they can fill up with light and fill up with the foods it's going to take to nurture them and to feel the heart and the love that's coming to them from us today and from the guides and angels. And all three of them are much more bright and perky. So wrap that in light, wrap those in light, and move them over to the side. Okay, and now we're going to do our galactic, or not just galactic, but our political healing group. Mm-hmm. And you know what we're going to put up on there is racism in America. That's another thing. I've been driving quite a bit because I'm on the road, and I've been listening to CBC, which has been really kind of fun, and I've been listening to... interviews about people and racism in America and how it's insidious. We don't even realize how separated we have been as a culture, them versus us and our expectations and so on and so forth. So let's put that whole thing on the table. Let's put that whole situation on the table and see that you and I, whoever we are, each of us has a right to be on the planet and to have a real life, right? But when we're separating, and once people of color or people of one designation or another, when we're separating ourselves from them and giving them less credibility on the planet, it's really interesting, isn't it? We don't even know we're doing that. Most of us don't have any idea we're doing that. Not everybody is Ku Klux Klan and that sort of thing. But we've got a lot of stories going on where, you know, this is like the book of Revelations, right? And I always make that joke, which is, I'm not a biblical scholar, but I know revelation can mean revealing, right? So is it not so that these days all over the world, what's being revealed is these baser prejudices against one another and those baser dominances and controls of one another? It's just really incredible. So let's get all of this separation stuff up on the table and let's see what we can do with that. And ask the healing teams to really come in and, oh, we need you to have all your healing teams with you and all your ancestral teams and the healers and the healers and the healers teams and on so that we've got like millions and millions of beings here. And wrap around this situation however, in order to penetrate it, but however it shows up anywhere. We'll just pick America today or pick North America. How's that? That's right. And just wrap it in light and just see that everyone can feel the presence of the light in one another. That's right. And have them just send and infuse these beings. Yeah. Because who you are, you can be rich and horrible. You can be poor and horrible. You can be rich and beautiful inside, and you can be poor and beautiful inside. You can be any nationality, any race, and be really horrible. And you can be any nationality and any race and be absolutely shimmeringly beautiful. And it's time we all linked arms and truly sought the laws of attraction of like helping one another to be the beautiful beings we are. There we go. And the guides are just buzzing away here. Buzz, 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 buzz. I love it. And we're wrapping that in light. And let's see if we can keep sending the light of not only acceptance, but oneness to all beings around the world, even though I started off with America. Okay, move that over to the side and let it perk away. And now I want you to reach up with your mind as a sculpting tool and call in those beautiful downloads of a kind of a pinky, salmony, amazing color that's coming down from the fields and frequencies in through the top of the head. That's right. And swirling around, round and round in your head, round and round in your neck, your shoulders. That's it. Down into your heart and have it pulse and pulse in your heart. And then move back up, down your shoulders, down your arms, down your hands, so your hands tingle. And see yourself, see the tingling hands pulsating. Good. And moving all over the world, wherever there's problems of dominance, of cruelty, of sickness, of political strife, of wars, of potential tremendous wars. Good. And just keep patting the parts of the world that are precarious. And also pat the parts of the world where you know there are huge rifts underneath the surface of the earth. That with all these moving frequencies, there's an instability. But that instability, we've been told this before, can move up through you. There can be echoes and gases and vibrational releases through us all. That so that you can be embodying a kind of a mini earthquake and things can change through you. So let's use our hands and see this global business where you and I can pat the various parts of the planet that are in need of support, and we ourselves can transmute all kinds of instability as it comes up through our body mind. And don't forget to shoot the lights up through your body mind, through your legs, through your various chakras, through your neck, which is your consciousness of self, and out through the top of your head, way out into the great central sun, and have it drop back down. Okay, back down, right through your body, into the core of the earth. And now turn around and close off the galactic healing center. Good. And I want you to jump into your star tetrahedron. And I want you to spin and spin and spin and spin. And now come on in and visit me. What do you think of that? I don't know how many of you saw it, but I send out a little flyer each week saying who's coming on the radio. And this week I also tack a little blurb on at the end just telling you what's going on in my life. And one of the things I put on, for those of you who haven't seen it yet, I laughed and laughed. I said I was listening to CBC One. And in CBC One, I saw that, or I heard that this fellow being interviewed who is petitioning the government instead of Edmonton, which is way up high in Alberta, instead of having a big sign saying, "Welcome to the Gateway to the North," it's hilarious because those people are pitching that they want to say, "Welcome to the Gateway to the Universe." It cracked me up. I laughed and laughed. But a part of me went, holy mackerel, isn't that wonderful? Because you and I are always working on getting more and more conscious and coming more and more into a greater, a greater feeling about the universe and what's going on. So I'm going, okay, well, why not have that? I don't think the government has accepted it, but certainly, certainly they put it out there for that, didn't they? Did anybody else see it? All right, so we've been talking about, we've been talking about the body, your body and my body. And it's really an interesting thing because what I was trying to teach us, or I'm starting to teach us, is that your body is a wonderful filing cabinet of ways that you can heal yourself. Now, I want us to run the lights that we've already been running, run them up through, call them in, and I want you to run spiraling lights up through the soles of your feet, right up through your legs, right up through your genital area, right up through your body, up into the shoulders and down your arms till your fingers tingle, back up through your neck and way up through your head. Okay, and now we're going to start working on various parts of the body and say, what are you storing there? That's right. Now let's do a quick check on some of you out there. Okay, so over and over again, we hear about how many people are depressed, right? I saw a cartoon. How many of you saw this? It might have been on Facebook. I don't remember. But it was two big monsters like dinosaurs, and each of them were clutching a handful of people. They were obviously going to eat them or something. And one of them said, "Of course you feel happy. You've got a handful of antidepressants." And that's funny, but it isn't actually, is it? I mean, the reality of it is, we are really an interesting species. We have a lot of brain problems. Why are the brain problems? I think because as the frequencies move up and as the, you know, as they get faster and stronger, and we have, like, what I read recently is something like more than 10,000 times as much information to process at any given moment than we've ever had before. And here we're trying to process out our parents' reaction to life and our lineage and all of that kind of thing. So here's your little brain, and now we'll feed it with a bunch of empty foods that install cravings in your body mind. We don't have very pure water left, do we? So we really have to do some fancy dancy footwork to help ourselves use the brain better. And your brain is like a computer, right? It holds tons and tons of information but it's not the source of your knowledge. Oh, I'm so glad I have a caller. Hello, caller. Who are you? And I'll finish with the brain after, so I'll let you talk first.
Oh, I want to know more about the brain.
Well, first of all, do you have one, Aaliyah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it's kind of mushy now. I mean, I don't know. It's become like pea soup or something.
Okay, I'll finish a little bit about the brain, and then we'll go back to you. This is Aaliyah, our wonderful caller, and she does have a wonderful brain. And she also, yeah, I'm glad you called her to pick on you right now, because you've got the kind of intelligence that counts on the use of consciousness and existence beyond the actual brain, which is like a computer. So I was starting to say that we can move the energy through the brain, and we have a lot of information and a lot of knowing and a lot of evolution that comes through without the normal processes of the brain. I don't mean dull the brain down. I mean the buck doesn't stop there in the brain, does it? So I want to say to everybody, let's do a little bit of brain healing here, and then we're going to talk to you, Aaliyah, because I'm glad you called in. We're just going to put a little bit of energy here. And around each of you, around your own head or around someone else's head, if you're working on people, about 2 or 3 inches outside of your head, I want you to radiate from palm to palm a really nice energy field. Good. And a lot of you who know the oneness blessing know that what they do, they pass the transmission in through the top of the head. And there are studies that show, and there are brain scans that show, that that literally changes the brain. And with that, you release a lot of anxieties and old ways of believing. So it can really help enhance your enlightenment. So I don't know, can you feel this, Aaliyah, while we're doing this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I felt like a little surge, kind of cool, like a little bit of roller coaster kind of stuff.
Good, I like that. Okay, well, so we're going to go back to the brain later, but I'm so glad you called in. What have you got to say today? You haven't called in for a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, well, I try not to call in too often, but I enjoy talking to you. The brain's a very interesting thing to me. I actually, have you heard this? I don't know if you know this. But I was trying to recall the day where I had heard it from. And it could be two different places because I'm going to mish it. I'm going to mishmash this stuff together. And it's probably going to be fairly unclear. But the pineal gland and the pituitary gland are ductless glands, and they face each other.
Oh, really?
And, they face each other. And they influence each other. So okay. One is, I've seen it several times. There's several different ways, two different ways. That I don't know which one is the seventh or the sixth chakra, because I kept on thinking the pineal gland was the sixth chakra because it's connected with the eyes, and the pituitary gland was the seventh. But from what I understand, and again, I don't know where I saw this. It was in one of those rather esoteric books, I believe in a channel book. The pineal gland is the master gland for the body, for the physical body.
Okay.
And the pineal gland will only accept as much information as it believes, as you believe in your brain, to be safe for you. The pineal gland will not accept information that's not safe for you. So your belief systems form the limit of your, your enlightenment.
I believe that.
Yes.
It's almost like you can, I know this from myself, you can almost feel it as if you've got little hands clutching going, you can't go past this. I do try to work on that.
Verboten. Mm-hmm. I saw this as a many-floored building, and I saw them as dimensions, just as a way, a conceptual way of understanding it. And then when you're on a certain floor, you can't understand what's above you, but you can see what's below you. So it's almost like there's your floor, the floor in the floor, in the mm-hmm. stage of the building, is a one-way glass. And you can see a lower consciousness, but you can't see a higher consciousness. Now, with the pituitary gland, from what I understand, is the pituitary gland is is basically your connection to everything. And from what my studies show that basically the right brain, the left brain is the computer brain. The right brain is the access to everything. It's your subconscious. It deals in images, which is why I'm fascinated by the tarot, because the tarot is a way to directly communicate through your subconscious through images. But the pituitary is, let's just say, that's open to everything. That's your sort of connection to whatever you want to say is out there. You know, the broad information. It's available to all of us, as you were saying so graciously in what you said before about me and how I access this information. Now, anyone who is open artistically and creatively has access to enormous amounts of information, and they bring it through that pituitary gland, which then the pineal gland, depending on how open it is, can receive. If it's not open, it can't receive that information. That's why people who have or shut down emotionally, or in any other way, won't have the psychic awareness, and they won't have this information come to them, and they believe that everything's dry facts. And, you know, anyway, so I don't know if you've heard this before, but I haven't heard it that way.
I have heard it, like you're saying, that the pineal is more restrictive, right? I've heard the pineal's job
is to be the master gland for the physical body. So it keeps everything copacetic within the belief systems of the person. So the less belief system you have, which is a limitation in my lexicon, you know, beliefs are limitations. Even a belief in the most expansive thing is still a belief. It's a mental construct around something much bigger than the thing itself. Mm-hmm. And so the pineal gland will only allow what you believe is safe for you into the body. And the membrane, the biology of belief. You remember who Bruce Lipton?
Yeah, yes, Lipton. Yes, we've had him on the air. Yeah. I better put his show up again.
Yeah, well, the membrane, B-R-A-I-N, like this kind of membrane of the cell, is what communicates back to the brain, the physical brain, what it thinks is safe. So there's this ongoing communication between the cell of your body and the brain as far as what's safe for you. Mm-hmm. And so if you are in, and I wrote about this in my first book, because I discovered this from my first book, but the cells of the body will shut themselves down in crisis mode. And so when the brain is in high beta wave, which is a normal sort of buzz anxiety that most people have, I don't have enough money this time for rent, I don't have, big enough job, and I don't have this, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. All that anxiety puts the brain in a high beta wave, which makes it kind of shut down its higher functioning. So it can't even, the blood supply to the higher functioning part of the brain is actually cut off in fight or flight kind of mode. And then the cells of the body don't reproduce properly if they are in that mode. So if your brain is communicating to your cells that you're not safe, your cells are communicating back to your brain, no, we're not safe, then they stop the growth function.
Well, that's interesting because, anyway, I don't want to argue it, but I want to discuss some thing, which is that when you get to a certain point, I really think there's an opening, and I think there's a real streaming in of information. What do you think of that? That could be the awakening, the enlightenment.
Yeah, and it can happen through art, any form of creativity that's been passed, that path that I know. A lot of people get there through meditation. It evolves, but the problem with a lot of that is there's the beliefs that stand in the way, you know, the beliefs of whatever. And the disbelief in yourself, the distrust in yourself. Because what happens, I think, at a certain point in the past, you learn how to trust yourself. and trust the information that's coming in. So
right.
That ability to trust what's coming in as being more true than anything someone else might tell you. Like, I'll give you a good example.
But that is no, that takes, what you're saying is that takes a certain amount of evolution before you get to that point, right?
Absolutely, and the evolution has to come in exploding your own beliefs. Because mm-hmm. if you don't explode your own beliefs, you can't get to that evolutionary pace, you know, that part of the path.
It's so, a brutal honesty, isn't it?
I think it's more of a soft honesty. I think it's really getting to the, because trust wouldn't come through brutality, and I understand that I'm sort of picking apart your phrase, but you know, it basically comes down to, do I trust myself?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like for instance, you know, all my life I've been very sun sensitive, extremely sun sensitive, not go out in the sun, past, you know, before. I mean, after 10 and before 4, you know, in the afternoon.
Okay.
Well, a few years ago, I found out by forgetting my sunscreen one day that the sun no longer burned me.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I, the strange thing is, I've never spent so much time in the sun in my life because I can feel this. I feel the goodness coming from the sun. I feel like I'm sort of learning how to sort of nurture myself on light now.
So is that, I mean, how I would jump into that is that, and I feel this in slightly different ways at times, is that the cellular rapport is more selective or is opening to a new selection, right?
Yes, that's one way to describe it. I think the sun has changed too. But I think that my body has changed.
I think your body has changed, but they're probably them both, but I think your body has changed a lot.
Yeah, the body's changed a lot. No, you know, not necessarily for the better sometimes, but I you know, honestly. I mean, I do know, and you know, it is, I'm just making a joke, but it is for the better in the long run, and mm-hmm. what you end up with is a much, much more, see, the body is adapting to the changing conditions on Earth. And the changing conditions of the sun, because the sun changed, I could tell the sun changed its light in the last few years.
I think it's really interesting because I think we're changing. You're working with your, and not just you, but working with the beliefs and working with awakening to consciousness changes everything, actually, doesn't it? Like, we could be rising above the traumas of 3D, and we all thought we could ascend or whatever, but I think that there is a rising above what has been traumatizing for 3D, and it might be minuscule in a way, and it might be kind of in big leaps, but something's happening.
Yeah, and I call the trauma of 3D the wound of incarnation.
Oh, okay.
It's a primary wounding. And it's really the realization that you're in a, what I call the bubble reality, which is a petri dish experimentation kind of reality system where you're not connected to the source of energy for you. You're disconnected in a very artificial way. And so that source energy feels distant. And that source energy, of course, is love. And so everything we experience here is actually a form of love, however twisted it might be, but it's still a form of love. It's simply kind of veiled from us and not apparent. And so we have to return to love in order to heal the wound of incarnation, because there, and that's the, in the tarot deck, that's the strength card, which is that beautiful card with the woman in white. It looks like an angel almost, but she doesn't have wings. She's the higher self, and she's caressing and taming this lion, and the lion is being tamed with her love. And this is the ego, the wound of incarnation is in the ego. It's not the physical.
That's just the whole wound that takes us on the karmic. And I'm going to have to say goodbye here, but that takes us on that huge, what we assume is the karmic, the subconscious and all of that. That's the thing that drives all that, eh? Because I'm saying, as you talk about that inside, I'm going, I'm watching that stream or that elevating beyond that is happening more and more for more and more people, don't you think? I mean, I think we're saying
absolutely.
The same thing, only
yeah,
using different
absolutely.
Words.
Yeah, true.
It's very exciting. So our brain, so let's go back to the brain. The brain is changing.
It is. It is. Well, it has to respond because it's an evolutionary thing that is, you know, the thing that drives the thing that drives evolution is consciousness.
Mm-hmm. And the consciousness also drives, when we get there, the consciousness is also driving the brain. So the brain isn't driving the consciousness anymore, would you say?
Well, the brain is like a radio. You wouldn't put a radio in charge of things, you know.
But people do, you know. People do.
Yeah. Well, it's a transmitter and a receiver at the same time. But it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the ego is not supposed to be in charge. That's where the problem is. And honestly, the whole world can change in an instant if that one thing were realized globally.
I mean, we could have a mass awakening. Well, Aaliyah, I am
really glad. Wouldn't that be fun?
What did you say?
Wouldn't that be fun?
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Yeah.
Well, I think something's happening.
Maybe it's just the tipping point and the quantum stuff that we've been talking about and quantum thought and what you helped us explain tonight or talk about is the brain and the cellular response, pituitary. I really appreciate all that you've said because I see it differently and I use different words, but it's essentially the same thing as I think we're building up to much changing so that we aren't afflicted by exactly the same things anymore. We are different.
Oh, yeah, we're going to transcend that. Interestingly enough, just to let you know, the Lionsgate is coming up, so that's the 888. So we're in an eighth year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be the eighth day of the eighth month, which will be August 8th. So this is a huge, huge step for us. And somebody said there was like several weeks of it. We're coming up on it. Hey, I wondered if you had a little insight into me today. Anything?
Let me see about the time. I guess I've got a minute or two here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Your brain is changing, my friend, and your aura is quite different. There's a soft newness coming up. And ask me something specific because time is thing, and I have to hunt around for stuff.
I don't know if I can ask you anything specific, but, you know, anything about my book coming out, the new tarot book, or about books in general?
Yeah, actually, you've got some help. Do you have a helper who's a male? He wears a lot of white stuff, and he's quite an interesting man. You're going to get some help, and he's going to pull it through a different circuit, and it's going to help you not just with that one book, but get some recognition so that all of your products are beginning to be enjoyed simultaneously. You know how that goes. Somebody says, "Well, I like her book. What else has she got?" That sort of thing. But there's a gentleman who's helping you in a short while, and I think he lives right near you, not right on top of you.
Yeah.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
I don't believe I know anyone like that yet.
No, but you have connection. They're showing that you could sort of beat the bushes a little bit, but you have connections that bring this person to you. And he's really an interesting character. I don't know whether he's a brilliant, he's quite brilliant. Maybe he's got, not Asperger's, but headed in that direction because he's got this really interesting focus about stuff, but he knows how to move your supply of products in an interesting way. So I think you're going to meet him through a woman, probably through a couple. I think it's a woman and a man you're going to meet him through. And there's a little bit of argument. You know, he wants to argue. And you don't mind the argument. Just say, "I don't want to be unhappy." Just say, "Okay, I'll argue with you," because it works. It's like he's chinking out beautiful sculpture with his little argumentative words. And you'll see him bringing you into a different way of going into the world, almost like the stream of Aaliyah begins to be tapped and moves into the world. Not just one thing, but the book you're on now is the book that leads the way, and the rest of them follow. But it's really a delight to talk to you. And I have to say goodbye because I'm going to be late and they'll kick me off here. You know how that is.
I know. Well, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
And to you too, Aaliyah. Thank you. And to everyone at home, I already said to you that Myra McCullough is coming up on Paradigm Shifters. She's coming up with Conscious Commerce and what that means. She has some great ideas. And when I was listening to the CBC yesterday, they were talking about the gifting economy and what a big deal it is these days. So tune in Tuesday night at 8:00 and hear about Myra McCullough. It'll come up on podcast right after that on Conscious Commerce. My gosh, she's got a real little hub of things going on in Woodland Hills, pushing the envelope. But also, it's not only her. This stuff is going on around the world. The brain, the collective mind is changing, and let's all be a part of it. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for tuning into Radiance by Design. And I hope you'll hit the Ask Veronica button and tell me what you think of the guests we've had and any suggestions for guests, or even ask a question. So many, many blessings and much love to all of you. Good night.